Welcome back, everyone, to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. Thank you for joining me. I hope you had an amazing weekend. We're going to get into it, and I want to introduce you all to my very special guest, my very, very dear friend, Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hello. Hi. I
Doing
didn't
what you
know.
do best, sitting there and looking
Yeah.
pretty.
Apparently, I'm just eye candy now. I don't know where this come from.
He's a pretty boy.
If you can't see me, you're probably blessed.
You're crazy. Danny, I'm very excited to have you on the show. I'm excited to talk about the topics we're going to get into. But first, right off the bat, let me take care of a little bit of business. I would like to give a major shout out to some of our sponsors, Evil Empire. If you have not checked them out, go check them out. EvilEmpire.com. Use code EVL10 for 10% off. They have amazing hoodies, biking gear, riding gear, custom stuff. Out of this world amazing. And I'd also like to mention our sponsor, GivenZero.com. Given Zero Fucks, I'm wearing one of their hoodies. It's a zip-up hoodie. When I tell you this quality is amazing, it's amazing. It's really thick, it's comfortable. It's a small business that just started up, and we are so happy to be able to work with them. So go check them out. They are on GivenZero.com. Hi, Danny. Right on cue. Picture goes out. How are you, my love?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am well. I had the we had the birthday slash meetup yesterday.
How'd that go?
So yeah, it was a ton of fun. I am a little
I
hungover.
wouldn't have imagined that it went very well because it wasn't in the New York side of Niagara.
Well, Canadians do it better. I know you were a little bit jealous, but I mean, our side is, more beautiful and entertaining. I'm just gonna say. Yeah.
Entertaining, yes, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even close to Niagara Falls. What are you even bitching about? What are you talking about?
Whoa, why are we coming with so much hostility tonight?
Vulgar language. This is, yeah. This is what
Oh,
happens when you have
oh,
two when you have two beers and a pickle.
oh. So we're given zero today.
Given zero. What are you drinking? What are you drinking
I'm
today?
drinking water. I'm
Water.
drinking. I have to hydrate. I have to. Last night, I finished a bottle of Tin Cup. That thing, I cracked it,
No.
and I was on live, and I was drinking in. I was, you know what? It was a friend's birthday. Let's not get into
Oh
the
no. Let's get
details.
into the details,
So,
right down into the crevasses, if you will, of the
the crevasses. As you sip with your pinky out.
details. Well, I have to show the nails, my birthday nails. Thank you, Daddy, for the birthday nails.
Don't
Not
thank
you
me.
being Daddy, my actual Daddy.
Saying, don't thank me. I ain't do nothing.
It's so good to see your face.
I know.
We talk pretty regularly, but we barely do like FaceTime stuff.
That's true. This is true.
It's usually because
This
you
is.
wander around naked in your house cooking bacon, and nobody wants to see that.
Everybody wants to see
Yeah.
that. It's impressive. It's
It's
really
the
impressive.
bacon? I don't know. I'm a vegan.
All of it. You know, you vegans trip me out with that whole trying to recreate meat out of plants. Like how? Why? I don't get this.
It's all about the flavor profile.
Then eat the chicken. Eat the bacon.
Well, no, we don't want to eat the animal. We prefer to keep those little things alive because
So you
that's
let the animal die for no reason? Don't
not
worry, I'll take
what
care of it for
no,
you.
what are you talking? We don't want the animal to die. So you finished a bottle, clearly, because you're saucy today. You haven't done that in a while. I'm surprised.
No, I have not done that in a while. And it felt great, you know, just kind of
Let loose.
just shedding a little excess weight there, you
Yeah.
know.
Yep, I hear you.
There's a chip on my shoulder and it got filled yesterday because
Ooh.
you know the divorce and everything, right? So
Yeah, do you want to talk about that on the show?
we could, let's not talk,
Let's not go into detail. Let's just say that you are having an opportunity to uncouple someone in your life.
Absolutely. And it's refreshing. It's refreshing.
It's refreshing. And I'm normally, my advice normally is do what you can to work it out. And in your case, Danny, because I know you and I know your heart and I know your mind and I know you for a long time. Yeah. I am excited for you and I am happy for you.
2 years coming, Jenny. It's been 2 years coming.
I know. And I would love to say, come over to the Canadian side so we could celebrate.
I don't know about that.
Maybe I'll come over to your side.
That's a long drive.
You want me to come or not? Like, I thought we were friends. What the fuck? Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna come, aren't you?
I don't know where we're at that great events.
I don't know what's going on here. Just showed up. So what you gotta know?
So let's tell the audience how we first met? Because it's kind of a funny story.
Go ahead.
You were at a strip club and I was handing out shots.
Yep. I was making a glass. She was making me wet.
Yeah. And instead of reaching for a shot, you reached for my hand.
This is not the romantic story that I thought we were going.
Okay. So the true one, the real one. One of rejection.
There's been so many of those. Take your pick.
Danny and I met. We started chit-chatting. We started talking. We got along really great. A super nice guy. And I would say at the very beginning, we were a little flirtatious with each other.
Yeah, I'd say so.
In a friendly, kind of friendly, yeah. Flirtatious-y kind of way. Mm-hmm. And I remember one particular evening, I was having a little bit of an emotional evening, which doesn't happen often for me. I'm not overly girly, but we were chatting and I messaged you and I said, you were being a little flirty. So I kind of felt like I had an in there. And I said, I said to you, if I wanted you to come up.
Yeah.
What are you putting on chapstick? Like, we're going to make out after. What the fuck? Yeah. I said, if I wanted you to come over and cuddle me until I fell asleep, would you? And you said,
no.
No. Your exact words were yeah, probably not. It was at that moment that I realized we were going to be best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And that's the story of Jenny and Danny.
That's it.
Yeah.
And here we are almost 2 years later.
More than 2 years.
It's been more than two years.
Yeah. We are the Johnny and Penny of Dirty Dancing. Best friends.
That's it.
I see your bar above you in the background.
This is true. Yes, I have a it's not a bar. I wouldn't call it a bar. I'd call it a liquor shelf because it's just my whiskey.
It's a shelf and it's got liquor on it, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
So I'm surprised I pay attention to the obvious.
Perceptive, are we?
I'm surprised they have not given you flack on TikTok for your videos with having that in the background, because that was one of their new stipulations. No business talk and no alcohol. I mean, they sure as fuck didn't give me any reviews on my my new business cards for the show. I got like fucking 20 views on that video. Fuck's sake.
Yeah. You gotta diversify a little bit, you know, maybe show a little bit of skin. That's it.
Yeah, you know? there's a lot of people that want to see the skin. It's going to stay tucked into this sweatshirt, let me tell you.
No, but they haven't really messed with me too hard. I mean, I had one video removed, and mm-hmm. I got banned on a live for like Ooh. A day. But
showing your penis?
I was trying to do the helicopter, but as soon as I stood up, TikTok was like, whoa, I know what you're doing here.
The face cloth fell off.
Yeah, that's it. You know, trying to cool my apartment off. Yeah, that thing is.
Oh my gosh. How are your dogs? You have two beautiful dogs.
Yeah, they're both pains in the asses. If you want them, you can have them.
I got two pains in the asses of my own. It's enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love them. They are sweet. You have sweet dogs, and they're beautiful. They're gorgeous dogs.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I got.
You're welcome. So what's going on with you? Tell me all about what's happening in Danny's world.
Danny's world. Oh man, it's a hot mess in there.
It's
crazy.
Mess.
It's a hot mess. I got things going everywhere. So for me personally, as far as work goes, I'm trying to figure out whether I want to continue my current career path or, you know, move on to different ventures. And these different ventures are going to happen whether I stay in or
regardless.
Not.
Regardless.
Yeah. So,
you know what I think. You know what I say.
Yeah. You tell me this all the time. Just fucking
fuck that job. Fuck that job.
Quit. just fucking leave. But I'm actually right after this, I'm going to go live on TikTok and I'm going to cook with my people on TikTok. You know, it's going to be a good time.
Nice. Very nice. Do you want to talk about your, some of your business ventures? Cause I know one that I think is fabulous that I can't wait for you to do.
I'm thinking, which one? Is it the one that I told you about like four or 5 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the food truck then.
Yes. The food thing. Yeah. The food thing.
Yes. So I do plan on opening up a food truck, starting a food truck, mobile services and everything like that. There's going to be a few amenities added to it later on.
Mexican food.
But
because you're Mexican.
Not, why?
Oh.
I am not Mexican. I
know.
You do things to trigger me, huh? I see what type of time we're on. I see what we're doing, Jenny.
Don't gaslight me, Danny.
Oh. I guess I'll behave now. But in any case, it's gonna contain a variety of food.
Yep.
Anything that you might like. Finger food, pretty quick, easy, simple food, and reasonable prices, amazing food. If I do say so myself.
Yeah, I will agree with you. I've seen your food. That sounds odd. I've seen pictures of your food that you've sent me. And you are very creative and everything looks delicious. Everything looks amazing. So I'm very excited for you and I can't wait for you to do that.
I appreciate it.
And you have some other things on the go too. There may be some podcast stuff in the future. There may be
there
some.
Is.
I'm so excited for you, Danny. Nah, this is so great.
Yeah. If we can just get this stuff on the road, I'll be perfectly fine. Everything will work out the way it's supposed to.
You should definitely invest in a laptop because your phone is shit.
I have an iPhone, woman. Let's get right, first of all.
From 97.
Jenny, I'm like almost regretting coming on here. And talking,
I know. You know. Isn't it great?
You're about to get so many bad reviews.
Oh, from inconspicuous accounts, from all your fake Joe _ Big Pants 97 says your show sucks.
Daddy Long Flop says Jenny sounds weird.
I know. Well, I didn't put a whole lot of effort into my look today. It's the just woke up, just showered. Drank too much. Look.
You would never be able to tell. Well, the drink too much, yes. Everything else, I don't know.
So I look like this all the time. That's great. Thank you.
There you go.
This is why I love you.
You're like a drunk librarian right now.
Do you want to return that book or do you want to take it out again?
I think I'm going to try a different library now.
Oh, shit. How's the working out going? Books.
The working out is going great.
Good.
It's going great. I've been consistent as I can possibly be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these things take time. Progress is slow, but progress is progress, right?
Progress is progress. Yeah. And I have to commend you. It's hard to work out. It's hard to work out on a regular, consistent basis, especially on the days that you don't want to. And I love that you post about that, because you'll go on Instagram or whatever and you'll say, I did not want to work out today, but I pushed myself and I did it anyways, and I feel great. And it's true, you do feel great after, right? But it's that it's that motivation, it's that kicking your own ass piece that's hard, right?
Yeah. So my issue is this, and I talk about this with my brothers and anybody who really asks me. Like, I don't rely on motivation, because motivation fades, you know? I got to stay dedicated. I have a goal and I stay dedicated to my goal. So, you know, that motivation, whenever I don't feel that motivation, I have that, you know, discipline to say, hey, I gotta meet this. I have to do what I have to do to get to that point, you know? So that motivation is never, ever foolproof, you know? So that's what I do. I just kind of focus on whatever it is that I have ahead of me and I go with it.
Yeah. And you are very dedicated. I will say that. I've known you a long time, and you are, when you say you're going to do something, you do it and you stick to it, which I think is a great quality to have, especially as a man, because I know that even as a friend, I can trust your word, because your words are followed by action. And very few people, I would suggest, you know, listening to their words and watching, and you, I always say, don't listen to someone's words, watch their actions, but you follow up your words with action. And so I'm very proud of you for that, because that's an excellent characteristic to have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, and that wasn't followed up with any sass or sarcasm or anything.
No,
like
are
that.
You surprised? That was a true compliment.
It's genuine. I didn't know you had that in you, girl. Look at you.
It was. When are you going to shave, though? You look like shit.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I was thinking about not shaving.
I say not shave. You grow a solid beard. Your beard game is on point.
I worked hard for it. Mm-hmm. I worked hard for it. But I have to. My job, unfortunately, says.
I know. That's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Why won't they let you? You don't have to. We won't say where you work, but why won't they let you have a beard? It's not. You're not wearing a mask or like a. You're not a firefighter. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Why won't they let you wear a beard? Have a beard.
I mean, I'll just take it off at night. I mean, it's not a problem.
Yeah, it's just one of those Amazon detachables.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's an accessory. But no, it goes like. It goes into this whole professional look or professional image or professional aesthetic. And I don't know all the science behind it, but I just do know that they need to change it, because it's way outdated. So,
well, I can say I've known a lot of people in your industry, and half of them are not professional. So I don't know if it's in line with. I think they might need to change that policy. You are. Yes, you are. You are top notch.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, you know,
if you want to stroke it, let's change the subject. Next.
How's your dating life going?
My dating life is fantastic. I'm in love with my dating life. It's great. It's great.
It's going great.
Mm-hmm. It's going great. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's like I got rid of the ball and chain, and I'm a free man. So
a free man.
I feel great.
Yeah. And you've had a very interesting dating experience the last little while. And I know you, so I know what you like and what you look for. And if it don't come with a warning label, you don't want it.
That's it. I need toxicity. You know, if she doesn't chase me around the house with a butter knife, then, you know, I don't know.
Staying active together is important. Yep.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, this will parlay nicely into relationship questions. So I have been asked quite frequently lately on Instagram. I've given a little bit of relationship advice, and you and I have had strangely, oddly, very similar experiences with relationships and with the kind of people that I will just say,
fuck them hoes.
That we attract and that we have relationships with. So we have very similar experiences, and and you give great advice. I will say, it's not often that I listen to anyone. There are very few people in my life that I listen to, that I value. Well, I value people's opinion, but to a certain extent. But there are, let me just say, there are very few people in life.
Get through it, Jenny. Get through it.
There are very few people in life that I listen to, and you are one of them. And you do have good advice, and we've had many a conversation about relationships. Anyways, so I've been asked frequently to do a relationship show, and I thought I wasn't going to do it. Not really. I don't know. I'm sure it's coming from the therapy aspect that people are asking me.
Right.
From my personal life, I'm like, what the fuck do you want advice from me? I'm like, struggle is real. The struggle is real. But because we've had similar experience, and because we both have great advice, I think, and you have great advice, I got people to send in some questions. So I thought we would do a little Q&A, relationship Q&A. And, you know, fair warning, these may not be serious answers, people. You get what you get, okay?
Get ready for a fucking train wreck.
You get what you get. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got seven questions here.
Seven questions?
Seven questions. Well, I don't want to brag, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Okay. You're almost famous, right?
Almost famous. Did you see my cards, my new cards that I made?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well,
I don't pay attention to your life.
Thanks for the support. So first question.
But I will love to see the cards.
Yeah. Love you, buddy.
Yeah. Bye, fucking off now.
First question. I won't say names. I won't say names, but first
my favorite
question.
Part.
First question is, can I just give up on relationships and live as a hermit now?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, you can.
You can do whatever you want to do. It's your life. And you are a grown person. A very, very grown person. You're an adult.
I don't know if that's in line with what it seems that you are looking for.
Probably not.
It seems like they want a relationship. So I would say living as a hermit might not be conducive to a positive outcome for that situation.
Okay. So a real answer would be, I wouldn't give up just yet, because you have a lot more to offer at the end of the day. I don't know you personally. I don't know this person personally or anything like that. But as people just tend to decide on their own that their own value is not equivalent to whatever or conducive to whatever society thinks that their value is. So that being said, I think it's not time to give up, just time for you to push a little harder.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find. I don't even like to say the right person, because people change, you know, people change. People, if you don't grow together, the relationship is not going to, you know, people grow and people change and all that stuff. But if you don't grow together, the relationship is not. You gotta really put in the
work.
It takes work for sure. Okay, question number two. Can you marry the love of your life if they don't do butt stuff?
Ooh, you know me and butt stuff, Jenny. But
you had me at butt stuff.
There's a red flag I'm looking for. But in any case, yes, you can absolutely marry the person, even if they don't do something that you might not particularly not want them to do or want them to do. Sounds weird. But in any case, yes, you can marry that person, and who knows, maybe their mind will change down the road. You know, there's other qualities and attributes for that person other than just butt stuff. I don't see it, but you know, I feel you.
It's really hard to look past it, but
yeah, it's super difficult.
Yeah. I mean, if they're the love of your life, I mean, you know, coercion, manipulation, all great tactics to use. So
yeah.
Yeah, you know? I say, you know, keep pushing until they give up and surrender and you get your way. And, you know, you deal with whatever comes after that. So, no, that's not the safe answer. No.
I'm just here agreeing with you. No, Jenny, bad girl. But whoever's question that was, call me.
Well, this is from a guy. So I don't know if you want.
My DMs are open.
This is a guy's question.
Hey, why not? You know? Yeah, we can talk about experiences, and then, you know, I'll teach him some tactics too to kind of get that butt stuff from the girl.
Oh, okay. So this might be a topic for your new podcast.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, butt stuff is on the list.
What's up is on the list.
Personally speaking, you enjoy it as well. I know, but you can. It's not everything. It's not everything.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Well, you can have a really great relationship with, as you said, without doing everything that your partner wants or doesn't want to do. You can still have a great relationship, but it's about communication. And I will say, whether you're married or in a relationship or just dating or whatever, don't do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's be grown ass adults and people here. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Okay.
Yeah. Be respectful.
Exactly. And if someone doesn't want to do something, respect it. Like, okay.
Just drop hints around the house.
Just drop little notes, little love, like put little peach stickers up everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? Question number 3. I'm getting mixed signals from this guy. What would you do? This is a good one.
It sounds like it's coming from a female.
Well, I'm getting mixed signals from a guy. What would you do?
Well, first thing I would tell her to do is call me. But
your dance card aside, is full, boo.
aside from that, getting mixed signals is never fun. It's never exciting. And I hate getting mixed signals. So as a person who's gotten mixed signals here in the past, I don't know, 7 people that I've spoken to.
You're on a run, eh? You are on a roll.
I had a run, Jenny. Yeah. It was scary. I was scared for myself for a minute. I started spiraling. But in any case, how I would attack mixed signals is be direct.
Yeah.
Listen, am I better now?
Yeah, you're better now, but your phone is kind of delayed.
All right. Well, I would be direct in a situation like that. When it comes to mixed signals, the best thing to do is be direct. Be deliberate in what it is that you want, and you express that as clearly as you can. Hey, this is what I expect and this is what I want. If you're not going to match this, goodbye. That's it.
Simple. Now, would you use the word expect? Would you feel that if someone said that to you? Well, I know you're a strong man, you can handle anything, but for let's just say someone who's not as emotionally and mentally toughened, would the words expect and that sort of that way that I can would come off, do you think that would be more threatening than more like looking like you're setting a boundary?
Well, in anything, it's about delivery, right? It's how you say it.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that you demand a certain thing by saying the word expect. You know, everybody has expectations in a relationship, either way you look at it, whether they want to express it or not, there's expectations there. Whether you want to continue the relationship, or in her case, she's getting mixed signals. So her expectation is to be clear, to have a little bit of clarity. So I would express that. Like, listen, I want some clarity. I want some understanding. I want to know where your head's at. we can work together, but we got to figure this out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's only fair. I would say if you're getting mixed signals, find a different club. I am not a mixologist.
Yeah.
You know,
like, my DMs are open.
They're actually not. I shut them off.
Stop. Merch link in bio or whatever.
Merch link in bio. Email and link below. Yeah, and I would say that's only fair. And if you're someone who's giving mixed signals, to try and hang on to someone because you don't want them to see or be or date anyone else, but you still want to go fuck around on the side, I'm gonna call hashtag douchebag big time. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's listening, I'm just saying, yeah. Douchebag. Yeah, Jay thinks
you're a fucking douchebag.
Douchebag move. So yeah. Like, piss or get off the pot. Is it piss or get off the pot or shit or get off the pot?
Shit.
Let's just say, eat ice cream or get off the pot.
It's a feminist world, so it can be piss or get off
the pot. Feminist world. And so the man would be cleaning the bathroom, is what we're saying.
Well, I clean my bathroom.
Well, I would hope so. There's a lot of shit that goes down in there. So.
I also live alone, so, I mean... I'm going to start teaching my dogs how to clean.
I'm sure you could.
Come here, dickhead. Lick this up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So mixed signals, not good. Mixed signals, not good. Not good to get them. Not good to give them. If you're giving mixed signals, don't be a dick. Get your shit together. Yeah, figure it out. And that one hits a point for me, the mixed signals. Yeah. And you know why. Right. I won't say it, but you know why.
I know absolutely why.
You know why.
Oh, so we're doing subliminal messages now, right?
You know my type.
Yeah.
You know my type.
Yeah.
Right?
The warning labels, there they go.
And I know why I'm like that. Don't write me. Don't at me. I get it.
Oh, we'll talk about this later.
Next question. How long is too long to stay in a toxic relationship? Ooh, Danny boy.
Ooh. This one hits hard.
This one hits hard.
Yeah. I'm assuming this is a woman writing.
This is a woman. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as you see the red flag, I would say, if they're not willing to compromise and adjust after the red flag has been seen and waved, that's your cue to walk away. You know, forgiveness is one thing. You can forgive a person. And then if they repeat the action, that means that they're just going to keep on doing it no matter how much you forgive them. So, as soon as you see the red flag, you just walk away. Like, yeah, this ain't it. Gotta go.
It's hard though. It is hard for
people. It was easy.
So I just want to point that out because it's not, you know, I mean, I think it's easier if you're dating and the relationship is new and you see something and then you're like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. Yeah, I'm out ski. Or if the person is very wishy-washy,
there goes the mixed signals again.
You know why? We don't do wishy-washy because that's just an opportunity for narcissism and manipulation. And they're probably, if someone's wishy-washy, they're probably used to dating people that are easily manipulated. And they're used to being able to have that sense of control of back and forth, which is not good. That's not healthy. So if you're doing that, you should get out of that mindset because it's not helping you. How long is too long? For me, I would say yesterday. That's too long. Now if you're in a, now, so you, at the top of the question you asked, is it a woman? Would your answer have been different if it was a guy that I asked that?
Absolutely not.
No,
absolutely not. So the only reason why I asked if it was a woman is because it's that question is synonymously for women. You know, women usually ask.
Why is that synonymous for women?
that, because women usually ask that every time I speak to somebody or somebody asks me that question, it's usually a woman.
Because mostly all of your friends are girls.
I mean, I don't mean to brag, but
well, no, it's no, it, no, it's because all of my friends are guys. All your friends are girls, mostly, right?
Not all my friends, but it's not a male question. It's not a male dominant question. So, yeah. I mean, a guy sees a red flag, and you know, all right, cool. I'll keep that one in my pocket for later. You know, I'll save this one for a rainy day.
This is gonna be a spicy night. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but women, they tend to get a little bit more emotionally attached, and that sounds like a more emotionally attached question.
Okay, fair enough. Next question.
Let's hear it.
I, 34, female, am dating male, 27. Everything is amazing except his motivation for success. He wants to drink with his friends and play video games on the weekends. I don't want to break up, but I don't want to babysit.
Then don't babysit.
I would just like to point out, you're dating a 27-year-old boy.
I mean, yes, I like the terminology that you used. I know some young men that are in their mid and earlier 20s, like kind of, I'll say mid-20s, like 24 and up. And they're socially aware, they're financially responsible. Mm-hmm. And I kind of help them go through those things and get those out the way. Right. But for somebody who's just in that situation, who just wants to hang out with his friends, live his life, I'm assuming that this kid was either A, sheltered in his life, or B, he's had situations in his life where he couldn't really grow up at any point in time. So he's trying to find himself still. So for you being 34, goal-oriented, ready for success, and ready and willing to welcome it, if he's not matching your energy, you need to let him go so he can grow up a little bit. So
yeah, so I'm taking a wild guess here, and I could be totally wrong, but I'm just going to take a guess, and I probably venture to think that I'm correct. When she says everything is amazing,
yeah, it's the sex.
The sex, and they probably laugh. He's probably funny, right? He's, because he's young and he's like, yeah, you know, and that's the everything. That there's a huge age gap, 34 to 27. That's a big age gap. It is. It's a different life foundation. You're in a different life stage. Let's just be real here. It's not going to work out. That's not going to work out.
I wouldn't imagine it to work out, but I wouldn't, I wouldn't advise her to break up with him unless it was like a really toxic situation. But it seems like she's not. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that she can still work with him in getting that foundation established. But if he doesn't want to do it, then realistically, she has better options.
Yeah, I would agree with you on the better options. I would disagree with you on working for a better foundation. I just don't think he's interested. I think he's like, yep, I'm banging a MILF and life is sweet. I play video games on the weekend, and I'm gonna go work at McDonald's for 16 hours a week, and you know,
that's it.
Save money for a car. You know, like it's, like I think that's his life. That's, you know, and I'm assuming this from this question. I don't know any of these people, but it's just too. I don't generally. I think when women date younger men, it generally doesn't work out. I think women need to date the same age or older. And
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. This is just my opinion. And there's a massive age gap. It's not gonna work with a massive age gap. It's just your emotional, like a person can be. Yeah, a person can be intelligent, and you can talk about books and art and music and fashion and all that fucking bullshit. And that's great, and you can connect. And I'm sure the sex is great when you're younger. But there is just something missing there that you're not going to get with somebody who is around your age. And for the younger person, it's thrilling to date an older person. I've done it in my life. When I was younger, I dated an older guy and I thought, wow, this is great, right?
Yeah. But a little freak.
when they're 60 and you're 40, that's a whole different lifestyle. It's a whole different lifestyle. You're not gonna have the same adventures. Think about that. You know what I mean? So the likelihood of that working out is pretty slim.
It's pretty slim. It is pretty slim. But there are different experience levels. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the next question?
This question is for you, actually. I think this is a you question. Yeah.
Did I send you that question?
No. Can male friends be jealous of other guys interested in their female friends, even if they're just friends?
Next question, please. All right. So as far as jealousy is concerned, jealousy shouldn't be a thing amongst friends. First of all, if you've been riding with me and we've been friends forever, that I should never, ever feel like I'm in competition. You should never feel like you're in competition with me.
No, we're not talking about competition between friends. We're talking about, can the guy friend be jealous of other guys interested in their female friends if they're just friends, if the guy and the girl are just friends?
And touching on that point, I mean, as far as the competition goes, Jenny, circling back, I'm pulling it back.
Okay, so let you finish your sentence. Okay, got it.
But in any case, if I have a female friend, there should be no reason why I'm jealous of one of my friends trying to get with her. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all going to be a part of the same circle. Now, if that goes sour, that's none of my business. That's not my place. Mm-hmm. You know, you made that choice. You're a grown-ass man. You're a grown-ass woman. Yeah, I decided to do that. Don't get me in the mix because we're all friends here. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's not cool. Period. It's not cool. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous of your people.
Being jealous is not cool.
Yeah, being jealous is not cool. Just help them shine. Help them shine. You should always want to see your friends win.
I 100% agree with that. Love that. 100% agree with that. I think there's a little bit of jealousy if there's a little bit of an attraction there, mm-hmm. right? And like low level, low key attraction, right? Because if you wanted to be more than friends, you would.
It can't be that low. They probably had that conversation before.
Or there's a protective nature. So you're really good friends and you just really love that person as a friend and you're mm-hmm. protective of that person. Then mm-hmm. I think there can be like a hint of jealousy sometimes. And
yeah, I can see where you're going with that. So just for.
And maybe we don't call it, maybe we don't call it jealousy. Maybe we call it protective nature.
So I have a friend and mm-hmm. he has a lot going on right now. So we're going to be on a podcast together, right? Mm-hmm. When we were younger, I've known this kid since we were young, going on 20 years now, right? Yeah. So I had a thing for his niece, I want to say. I don't know, they were related.
I'm sure you did. All of them.
They were related. And I told them all the time, I was like, hey, let's talk. Let me talk to her. Like, hook me up. What's going on? And he's like, no, like, leave her alone. He was that protective, the protective friend, mm-hmm. as you so eloquently put it. And I never understood it. Then years later, him and I had a conversation. And I was like, why did you always reject me talking to her? Why did you always like stop me from talking to her? He was like, I just know how she is. And I didn't want to ruin our friendship because of her stupidity. I mean, there's other aspects to it. You get what I'm saying? So
interessante.
You see what I'm saying? So there's other aspects to it. So if your friend is getting jealous, then it's probably if he's a really good friend, he's probably protecting you because he knows all her red flags too. So mm-hmm. I mean, there's another way to look at it too. So it can go up. It can go up either way. It's two sides of that coin.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have played Big Brother with me a couple of times, I will say that. Especially with one person in particular. Yeah. We talked about it and basically your response was he's trash. Yeah. Not knowing him, it was a fairly new thing. Just telling you a brief story of what the situation was, you're like, he's trash. And
he's a piece of shit.
You piece of shit. You called it. You called it from the get-go, from day one. Funnily enough, Trash is back with a new account.
Oh. Man.
Yeah, he
changed it back.
He changed
it back. He's in recycling now? Is he in recycling?
Oh, shit. I haven't answered any of those messages.
Don't.
I'm like, why?
No. If you do, you and I will fist fight.
No.
I probably won't.
Full on fist fight with bacon.
Yeah. Naked. I'll cook it.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, that's an interesting thing. That's an interesting situation and topic. Jealousy among friends of the opposite sex, if they're only friends. It's
That's definitely
interesting.
Definitely. And you know what? I hope you don't mind, but I'm gonna steal that idea.
I was just gonna say you could use that for your podcast. That would be an interesting topic. Yeah. To dive a little bit deeper into that, into maybe
I'm gonna
the psychology
start a pot
of that.
Too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm gonna start so much shit.
You're always starting shit.
Never.
This is the last question. How do you know when you can trust someone? This is from a guy.
From a guy.
How do you know when you can trust someone?
Does it say his age in there?
No, it does not.
Okay. I'm assuming he's a younger guy. So with that being
said. Could be an older guy.
I'm assuming he's a younger guy because
you assume you assume he's younger. I'll assume he's older.
Okay. That's fair. And then when this is over, I'm going to go find his Instagram and I'm going to let him know what we spoke about.
These were confidential questions. I cannot betray that confidence.
So I guess I'm just going to message every male on your Instagram.
On my, you'll be there a while, Danny.
Oh, but in any case, knowing when to trust somebody is important. And that's a discernment that you got to develop over time. Mm-hmm. And that's why I assume that this is a younger gentleman, right? So discerning that takes a little bit of practice, right? People have to prove themselves, you know, not necessarily, and it's going to sound fucked up, right? So I'm just going to throw it out there. People have to prove themselves in order for you to trust them. You get what I'm saying? So Jenny and I, we didn't trust each other out the gate. It took some time and it took some harsh words and actions for me and Jenny to understand what trust was amongst us, you know? So I would start by identifying what trust looks like to you and go from there. And then if people start meeting those expectations of trust and hitting those points of trust for you and your identification of trust, then you're in the gate right there. You're good.
Brutal truth. I think that's the only way it works is brutal truth. Well, we're very honest with each other, you and I. We're very even
I'm
if
very
we don't...
honest with you.
What are you saying? I'm always honest with you. We tell it like it is. We're very realistic. Yeah. I don't mince words with you.
No, I know.
I've told you when there's some shitty stuff going on and I'm like, I don't think you should do that. I think brutal truth is key. I think you should always in the back of your mind be prepared to distance yourself and disconnect from anything and anyone because people will change. They will fail you.
Mm-hmm.
People will fail you. People will change. People will fail you. The degree to which they fail is up to your perception of it. And your boundaries. If it's something small, if it's a small letdown and you work through it, you know, that's not such a big deal. And don't hang on to the word, for anybody who's listening, don't hang on to the word failure as necessarily a burdening negative thing. People fail all the time. We fail all the time. If I'm late for something, I fail to meet that time. If I forget to pick something up, I fail to complete that task. So it's not, failure is not an overly burdened, you know, connotation.
Failure is actually a necessary part of success.
It is. You have to fail in life to some degree. But people will fail you. So you can't have an expectation that people are going to always meet your needs or always be there for you when you need them or or be perfect, because you aren't that way yourself. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So always in the back of your mind, have that ability to distance yourself and disconnect from people who are not good for you in your life. And absolutely, that is not to say that it's easy. It's probably very difficult in certain circumstances, especially in friendships. But I know I've had to do that, you know, in the past, just completely disconnect. And I will tell you, the ROI of doing that is exponential. It is so much better. It is so much better to cut ties with the toxicity and the things that are the things and the people that are not supportive in your life or a positive influence in your life. Letting those people go opens the door to peace and joy.
Peace and joy. Definitely. And, you know, that does bring up an interesting point, because people will fail you, you know, and that's where that discernment comes into play. Like, if you can pretty much predict when somebody's going to go south, and you know this person's personality, you can understand where you can't trust them at, and you can't continue with that portion or whatever it is. You know, you can always trust the person for everything else, but with certain things, you can't. You got to be guarded and protective of your own peace, of your own mindset, your own lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, trust comes in not just necessarily when people are willing to do things for you or with you or give you something, or there's an exchange of us. That's not necessarily how you build trust. Building trust takes time. And it's, can you feel safe with this person, whether it be physically, emotionally, intellectually? Can you share good times and good moments with this person? When something good happens to you, do you want to share it with this person and feel safe about doing that and excited about doing that, knowing that they have your best interest at heart? They have a vested interest in your success and seeing you do well. Those things build trust. You know, it's not all about tangible things or materialistic things or time or exchanges, but having support. That support, that emotional support, that connection, that the same mindset, right? And also looking at the situation. People will go through hard times. Sometimes you will have a friend that will let you down for a period of time because they're going through some heavy shit. You know, as long as it's not really placing a burden on your life and interfering with your life, be that supportive friend, let them go through their shit. Mm-hmm. You know, don't take their problems on as your own, but understand that people have moments and you will probably have those moments as well too. So don't be so quick to cut people off because they're going through a rough time, but also understand what piece you play in that bigger puzzle. Right? Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, are you asking me or the person who asked the
question? Well, I'm a therapist, Danny, so I know.
Yeah. I could tell you're a therapist. It almost put me to sleep.
Yep. I will send you the bill, though.
Deferred.
Can I get a referral, please? Those are our questions. What did you think about that? How did you like that little Q&A?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. No, there were many more questions. I just chose at random. So if I didn't answer your question, if we did not answer your question on the show today, there was no rhyme or reason for it. I just chose.
Just didn't give a fuck about you.
I just didn't care. I saw your profile picture and I was like, no.
You look dumb. No.
I can just see kidding. Why he's single. Yeah.
All jokes, everyone.
Just joking. Yeah. So these were just chosen at random, but this would you like to do this again? I think this is good.
I would love to do this again. This is definitely good.
I think this is helpful for people, maybe, you know.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see your, as you said earlier, the ROI.
The ROI.
We'll see what's up. We'll see what people say.
And for those who are who don't know what ROI is, it is your return on investment.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into a business class. All right. Let's go. Statistics 101. but it was really, really eye-opening for me personally. And some of these questions kind of like made me think twice, like, hold on. You know, did I write this down? Because these are some of the questions that I had like way back when, like, when's a good time to trust somebody? How do I know this?
Yeah. You
know, like, what do I do with wishy-washy people? Because as you know, Jenny, there was this one person in particular that her and I were going great. Everything was fantastic. And turns out she wasn't in the same page as I was. So
this was not the Walmart bag.
No,
definitely
not the Walmart.
That was a red flag if I ever saw one, Danny. And you just kept running with it.
I did.
A lot longer than I thought you would.
It was exciting. It was fun. Mm-hmm.
You know? I know you. I trust you.
Yeah.
No, I think a lot of people have these similar questions. And you're right. You and I have had these questions at some point in our life too. So yeah, I enjoyed this. We will probably do it again. And for something I was hesitant to do on the show, I think this is pretty, it might be a good idea. And I think you could delve deeper, as you say, into some of these topics on your podcast. So tell us a little bit about your podcast and what some things that might be in the works soon that we can look for and we can get excited about, and some things happening in the future. Tell us all about your ideas and plans.
I don't want to talk about all of it, but you know,
just the pieces you want, because you can let our audience know that they can be excited for things to come.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely an excitement aspect to this, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine you're sitting at a bar for you people of age, you know, and it's not like a crazy bar. It's a dive bar, and you go sit down and you have a conversation with the bartender, right? The bartender usually has some of the best advice that you've heard, and
always does. Yeah.
One of the easiest people to talk to.
Yeah.
Right. I like to think that I'm an image of that. I probably don't have the best advice, and that's okay.
As evidenced by the liquor shelf in the back.
Yeah, my toxic responses from these questions today. But that's my goal. My intention is to provide people with just a general conversation and an environment where they can feel free and be able to speak about anything that's on their mind. And it's like a stress-free, low-stress environment. Like, just come by, have a drink. If you don't want to have a drink, then that's okay too. We can drink water together. I don't care about that. Like, more important aspect of it is for me to connect with everyone else and for everyone else to understand that there's a support system no matter where they go. Okay. So you could be going through the hardest things in life, but you don't know that there's a support system. You got to understand you can't go out of it.
Yep, exactly. So it's about having that
at the rolling barrel. So be prepared and look out for us.
So say the name again, because you kind of cut out there, because I know you're using top quality equipment. Say the name. it's you're on a budget. I get it.
They just keep coming in. They just keep going. All right. All right. Well, anyway, as I was saying, us at the Rolling Barrel.
The Rolling Barrel. Okay. What? I'm just going to keep the Rolling Barrel. Yeah. Did you pay your internet bill? I'm just wondering. Did you pay it? Because it's really, it's fading. Like, it's very slow.
The connection. I absolutely paid my internet bill.
With money or sexual favors? Because
both.
They might be looking for a refund.
Clearly it was just money then.
If this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is normal. Danny and I are brutal with each other, as are most of my friends and I. This is normal razzing. This is what friendship is.
Yeah.
So
this is how you build trust.
So just so you know. So it's called the Rolling Barrel.
Mm-hmm. No G, Rolling Barrel.
A Rolling Barrel. Do you have an apostrophe or an accent aigu, if you will?
No, it's all one word.
R-O-L-L-I-N, barrel.
Barrel, yep.
Barrel.
Barrel.
Rolling Barrel.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram. Jenny, you and I are friends. Why are you acting like you're new to this? Why are you acting like you guys could, you know what? Go follow me on Instagram and then we can talk shit about Jenny in the DMs.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Someone said something to me the other day and my response is, why can't you go home and talk about me behind my back like a normal person? Why you gotta say it to me? I just want to make sure everyone knows what to look for. Rolling Barrel on Instagram. Rolling Barrel. And why did you choose Rolling Barrel? And choose it without a G, just for the grammatically sound people in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Just exactly that. I just wanted to trigger people.
You want
it is.
Yeah. You're big on gaslighting. Yeah. Yeah.
I am not. Let's, you know, it's funny that you say that because I have something to tell you. I'll tell you offline, but
okay.
Some shit went up, but any case. Rolling Barrel, I chose a name because originally I had another name and right. The other name was taken and I don't want to give out the other name because
no, don't.
It's a good
don't
friend
give
of
him
mine.
Any don't give yeah, him so, any props. Fuck that guy. No, fuck that job and
hey,
fuck that guy.
Hey, that's my friend. Let's hold on. That guy's
oh, okay, brother. Okay. So, sorry. I was a little jealous. I was a little jealous.
Anybody else? Yeah, fuck that guy. But you know, we here. I got you, Jenny. I got you. But I had a different vision for that entity. And
oh yes, right.
Rolling Barrel is just pretty much a different a branch off of that entity. So yeah. It's my vision coming to life, and then the other one is gonna be his vision coming to life, and we're just working at it and we're all growing together. That's all it is.
I love that. I'm very, very excited. Now with the Rolling Barrel, do you feel like is it gonna be like an in-person podcast thing, or is it going to be like how we're doing it now, like a Zoom kind of thing, or a mix of both? How do you think?
It's definitely going to be a mix of both. Going to be a mix of both, you know. So yeah. If I'm in like a local area and something like that, or somebody comes to visit, I'll definitely, you know, have the setup for them so we can do it in person. But more often than not, it'll probably be over Zoom. But
yeah,
I'm excited about it. I'm just
I am too, and I'm excited for you to get your shit together with your audio and your video. So, look for that, Rolling Barrel on Instagram.
Jenny, you're gonna choke on whatever the fuck it is you're drinking over there. You keep on talking shit.
Oh, it's the drink you want me to choke on. Okay, Danny. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to keep it somewhat PG.
Okay.
If you want me to be explicit, Jenny, no, you know what? Let me not.
No.
Reel that in.
Reel it right in. Yeah.
Reel it right in.
One important question for you.
Yes.
As of today, let me ask you, under oath, as of today.
Oh, I don't do under oath. Sorry.
A snitch. Okay, next the oath. As of today, if I asked you, would you come over and cuddle me until I fell asleep, what would your response be?
Probably not. I don't think that's that'll happen, Jenny.
And this is why I love you.
I'm sure you expected something like, oh my God, yes, I'm on my way.
No, from you? No. From you? No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about you. Yeah. That's how we started. That's how we shall remain, my friend.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad that you said it that way instead of the other way, because I would have flicked the camera.
Well, funnily enough, it wouldn't have made a difference. So
you already have a connectivity issue.
Where can people find you? Where can people find you? If you want to shout out anything you want to shout out, this is your, I'll give you 6 seconds of fame.
6 seconds.
Take a minute. Take a minute. You can have a minute.
No, no. You said 6 seconds.
Seven seconds is ideal. So.
So, okay. So 6 seconds it is. All right. You can find me on Instagram.
Like your love life.
Yeah. Yeah. DMs are open. You can find me on TikTok. I'm all over TikTok. You know, I don't mean to brag, but as Jenny always says, I'm almost famous.
So, you're almost famous. You are almost famous. You are almost famous. Your TikTok blew up. It blew up, babe.
Overnight.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Who told you that would happen?
It's my friend Gil. He was telling me, man, we're having a conversation.
Sorry, who said, hang in there. It's going to blow up.
My friend Gil, we are having a conversation.
Sorry, it sounded like you said Jenny there. Sorry.
I didn't. I'll give you credit because
give me props. Give me credit.
No, you've been giving me shit about my internet all night, so I'm not going to give you that much credit.
Oh, okay. So you're narcissistic. So, you're stubborn.
No, no.
Okay,
I'm petty. I'm petty.
Petty bitch. Petty bitch. Okay, I'm sorry. Interrupted you. Tell everybody where they can find you. All of your stuff. Shout it out. Go.
Definitely, it's only two platforms right now. Yeah. It's only Instagram at Roland Barrel or on TikTok at Roland Barrel Zero. And that's where you'll find me. You could get some entertainment, get some laughs, get some positivity, some motivation, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is you're looking for. I'm a one-stop shop.
No, okay. Ladies, his DMs are open.
Yeah.
He enjoys a good red flag and a spicy woman. So
I'm going to hold the toxic competition, and the winner of that toxic competition, I get to call my girlfriend for a day.
Oh, for a day. Yeah. Don't do more than a day. It's not, not worth it. It's not, it's expensive. No, and your credibility is on the line.
Yeah. So. Having a girlfriend is terrible. You got to feed them. You got to
take
care of them.
And they always want half your fries.
Always.
Standard.
Always. Every time whenever I have a girlfriend, I go to McDonald's, I ask for the girlfriend meal. They throw extra fries in there.
extra. That's a girlfriend meal. Extra fries.
Yeah. Girlfriend meal. You get whatever it is, and then they'll put an additional bite, like an additional nugget or something like that, in there, and then they'll put like a medium fry aside inside the back there.
What's the boyfriend meal? The receipt.
Yeah.
The tab.
Totally the bill.
Oh God, I don't want to dissuade people too much. I will say, Danny, you are one of the best people I know. You are a consummate gentleman and a very good friend, and I love you dearly.
I appreciate that. I know.
I really do appreciate you so much. Thanks so much for doing the show with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm glad we made it happen. We had a few dates set up, and you know, our timing was kind of crazy, but I'm glad we did it today, and I'm glad we made it happen. And it was a fun show. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it too. I had a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just only sorry I had to look at your face for so long, but it's been fun.
I can fix that. I can turn the camera off.
It wouldn't make a difference. It's pretty much, I mean, the quality of your camera sucks. So. Anywho, don't worry, Danny. They're going to be watching me anyways. They're here for me. Don't worry.
I believe it.
You can get. I'm going to send you my stickers. I'm going to send you my stickers and my cards.
Please do.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to put them all over the place.
Oh, thank you, bub. Love that.
Like the trash.
Excellent. Yep, that's what I thought. Okay.
There it is. There it goes.
And scene. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Good to see you, Danny. Love you.
Love you, girl.
Bye.